But years back, we used to have plenty of game here.
Call them a boomer in here?
No, I don't know what they were to call it. But they were way bigger than the gray squirrel.
Yeah.
But they didn't eat no better. But they had a lot bigger squirrel.
But wait, yeah, they gray squirrels can eat.
Yeah, they ain't nothing here for them much more.
What'd they eat?
Well, acorns is one of their main food, and beech mast, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great food farm. Hickory nuts, they get them little old teeth, they can cut a hole in a hickory nut and get them their little long front teeth in there and get that kernel out of a hickory nut. You know what these little hard shell hickory nuts is, I guess.
Other kind of nuts you had here?
That's about the only thing in the woods with nuts that we had here wild, you know, was hickory nut. There was quite a bit they could eat, but, and used to, though, they had a lot more. I'll tell you something I followed for a number of years, too, in the winter months, along with my other work, was I was a trapper. Called it highland trapping. Well, I trapped on these little streams, you know, but it was termed highland. And that was a job you done a lot of walking. I figured about, I'd walk 20 miles a day when I was really out at it, you know, and put in 3/4 of your day of walking, you know. Anyway, 6 or 8 hours walking.
Come back in and look at your shirt.
Sometimes I'd have all the coons I could possibly pack, too. I used to have 100 or better traps, you know, sitting. And you had to scatter them, you know, because we had a good many coon here, but you had to ready to get around, you know, to get them. And we had some mink here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I used to trap, mink was considered pretty fine fur.
Oh, yeah.
Now mink is cheap. They ain't worth much. Coon worth more than mink.
Really?
Yeah. And we had those old possums. They didn't amount to much. I caught a good many bobcat.
Yes.
And they wasn't the value of them. I just caught them. But I didn't get nothing harder for them. They're a pretty vicious thing, a big bobcat was. You know, he's way bigger than a coon. And they was sort of vicious, but I never paid them no mind. Go in and kill them with a stick just like I did a coon. Yeah, and we had one thing here that they called it a skunk. You know anything about him?
Polecat.
Yeah. they fought you off with their odor or anything else that messed with them. And you know, they're gone. We don't have them here anymore. I haven't smelt one in years. I used to catch 15 or 20 of them in the winter, not even trapping for them too much. And they valued according to the black. If he was black, you know, they all had a white face. Well, he was the most expensive. I bought more money.
Skunk
skin? Yeah. Yes, sir. And you had the gnar stripe and the broad stripe.
We're having a rain's coming down again.
Yeah, yes. I don't know where this changed from the north. I thought it had, though. It was getting cooler a while ago when I put that heater on a little bit.
Yeah, wind was coming.
I thought it was, well, it had to be getting from north because temperature was dropping. But I don't know whether it's straightened out or not. I don't think it is. It's supposed to be clear tomorrow. Would have a pretty day.
Weather's gonna.
It's supposed to cloud tonight.
Yeah. Now them little old dogs you had, they call them.
Which?
You know that little old dog, yappy, noisy dog?
No, I never did keep a dog much for a pet. Use that a purpose for him.
Yeah.
I had one or two, but mostly, like I said, for a hunting dog. Squirrel was my main hunting. I never did hunt deer, and I never did hunt turkey much. I killed a few turkeys, but just walked up on them. I never did turkey hunt like they were turkey hunters did. But a squirrel dog used to, you know, you take him out there and after squirrels got out on the ground, you know, and around Christmas, or before they get on the ground, you know, the mash would all be just come off the timber. Or you'd take a squirrel dog there, and he'd trim, you know, and he'd bark up the tree, and he'd go up there and hunt him out, you know, shoot him.